Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
Supercoach Draft Round 6. Another big week in the Supercoach Draft Comp. Thankfully, we managed to get another win. That's four on the trot for us now. We started 0-2. We lost Britt Nicotto. We lost Greg Marchman. I thought, fuck, this is going to be a tough season. Since then, we've gone undefeated and we've skyrocketed to top point scorer in our competition. It has been a very, very positive few weeks with a lot of things coming together. Very few things falling over the last few weeks. We did have a couple this weekend, but nothing overly drastic. But very happy with where the team's at the moment. We've got another win on the weekend over the great Petey Boy, who scored pretty well, 841. You probably win most weeks with an 841. I genuinely think that if I can score 820 week to week, I'll win the vast majority of games. I scored 881 this week, so you don't lose all that many games with 881. I think I was the third highest scorer in my comp this week. So pretty happy with that. Got a couple of troops back in Britt Nicotta and Greg Margie, which was good to see. Great to have those boys back. A few guys banged over for a couple of meaties and whatnot. All very good. And for the first time all season, I actually had an entire 18 players to choose from. I haven't really had that at any point. So it actually allowed me this week to make a few decisions about who I play where and whatnot. Whereas in previous weeks, I haven't had that luxury. I've just had to sort of pick whoever's available and just hope for the best. So it was a really good week this week. Really enjoyed it. I obviously didn't get to watch too much of footy this weekend. Had the old wedding anniversary. But let's get stuck into our Supercoach draft review and talk about sort of where we're looking for the rest of the week and heading into the future. We've also got guys who had the weekly rubdown boys. Natty and Walker come in the other night, recorded an episode, went through all of our teams and everything. I think you guys will really enjoy it. That's already live on YouTube and it'll be live on the podcast by the time you're listening or watching this episode. If you are listening to this episode on the Rugby League Guru podcast, you can watch the video in the Roo Crew and you would have got it about 24 hours early as well. You know where the link is for the Roo Crew. $2 a week. Come and join us. Absolute cheapest chips for the amount of content you're getting. It's honestly outrageous. Let's get stuck into the Supercoach draft review for this weekend, though. 881 to 841. The weekend started. The very first game of the week, we had the Sydney Roosters and the Newcastle Knights. Had a couple of decisions to make here with my outside backs and whatnot. Obviously, Greg Marchew, he returned from injury, so I played him. They ran out, and he was on the right side, which I didn't really love. I don't think it's the end of the world, but I'd rather him on the left. There's no denying that, but I probably think he does return to the left eventually. But Greg Marchew, no try in that. Scored 40, first game back. We'll take it. Jack Cogger, who I played at halfback over Drew Hutchinson, he scored me a 45. We'll take that week in, week out. But the big scorers for me out of this game, I got 210 combined from Kai Pearce-Paul and Daniel Tupou. Obviously, Kai Pearce-Paul had his first real attacking stat, burst through the line, took on Joey Manu at fullback, got an offload that led to a try. 82 Supercoach points. You absolutely love to see it from Kai Pearce-Paul. And Daniel Tupou had a huge game, scored a double, 131. He's been one of my better draft picks this season, Daniel Tupou, having a very, very good year. Very, very happy to have him in my side. On the other side of the park, to be fair, Pete started pretty well. Angus Crichton lit it up, 79. Sualee, big game, 69 Supercoach points. And Lindsay Collins with 40 points in that one. So early on, it was reasonably even, probably slightly advantaged me because of the Daniel Tupou big score. But I did VC the wrong winger. I VC'd Greg Marshall in that one, which cost me a VC score, obviously. But outside of that, I was very happy with how it was all going. Daniel Tupou averaging 69 this season off the back of that big score. So very, very happy with Tupou this season. He's been a very good get for me. The next game, we had the Melbourne Storm and the Canterbury Bulldogs. I have my two doggies here. Josh Curran scored me 64. We'll take that week in, week out. Dual position. Thanks for coming. And our AE ended up being Hutcho. We got a 33. Might be Hutcho's last week in my Supercoach draft tide. He's done a job for me for the last few weeks. But now that Cog is, in my opinion, locked into this team, I think it might be time to let Hutcho go. In saying that, I'll only be dropping Hutcho if there is someone better on the waiver wire, because halfbacks are just so scarce in our competition that maybe it is worth holding him. I'm not sure how much longer he holds on for Canterbury, to be perfectly honest with you, but that's where we sit with Hutcho. On the other side of the park, Pete had no one in this game. The late game, where the Brisbane Broncos and the Dolphins going head-to-head. I had no one in this game. The only player that I had was on my extended bench, Corey Oates, and he scored 69, which was great. But when I went back and watched this game, my God, he made a lot of errors, came with a lot of mistakes, came with some big plays, but 69 Supercoach points, we'll take that. Wasn't in my team. I considered playing him, and it would have been better to play him over Marshew, as it turns out. Would have got me into the 900s, but didn't really cost me in the end, so that's okay. On the other side of the park, Pete's a bit like me with the Cowboys, got a lot of Dolphins. He had Cody Nikorima, Isako, JMK, and Tessie New. He also had Jesse Bromwich. Bromwich with a disappointing 30. Tessie New, 41. JMK, 42. Jermaine Isako scored late to get a 43. Isako, one of my boys from last year. You'd be pretty disappointed with that score. But Cody Nikorima, he was the one that did really well for Petey Boy. 68 Supercoach points. At this point, because he had four players in the Dolphins that went sub 50, I was sitting pretty confidently at this point. We then had the Warriors and the Manly Seagulls. I didn't have anyone in this game, but in this game, Pete had his big swinging dick, well, two of them, but his biggest one, Tommy Turbo. He captained him. He got 82 Supercoach points. If you can get out of a Turbo game with an 82 when you're coming up against him, you take it every day of the week. So I was absolutely stoked by that. 82, sweet, we'll walk. Dallin Mattanis Lesniak, it was weird. We actually took him for a hat trick on about even, but we were playing him in draft, so he sort of had a foot in each camp. He scored a double, got 91, just missed the hat trick, which I hated, but a good score there by DWZ. And that's, I got a little bit nervous at that point because I thought, okay, I'm going to have to captain Drinky here. If he does go quiet, if the Cowboys get smashed, I could be in a bit of danger here. But my Cowboys, they're up in the next game and they did enough. Pete had Jeremiah Nanai, but I had my boys Drinky, Robson, Cotter, Felt. Drinky and Felt combined for the very first try of the game. They absolutely lit it up down the right edge, only for the try to be taken back, which I thought, ugh, that's not a great start. Scotty Drinkwater scored a try for a 61. Pretty disappointing from Drinky, if I'm being honest. But if he would have kept that try from the start, I mean, all of a sudden he scores 80, 85, which it definitely wasn't a try. But I thought there was a lot of times there where the Cowboys could have put more points on, and they just got a little bit unlucky. So 61, I think that'll kind of be the floor of Drinky realistically. Robson, 54. Reuben Cotter, 54, and Kyle Felt, 35, without any real attacking stats. Actually, he had a line break at the start, so probably not the greatest game from Felt, Supercoach-wise, when you consider that had a line break. If he would have had that try, though, we go 50 or 60 there. On the other, yeah, he had Nanai, that was it. We then had the South Sydney Rabbitohs and the Sharkies. We only had one player in our entire game from this one. I had the great Britton Nikara, who scored 60 Supercoach points, doing good things. Also, from the Manly game, I also had Benchavoy, but she scored 57 but got injured. Not ideal, but honestly, I wasn't using Burbo anyway. Reuben Garrick returns this week. I'm not sure if Burbo would have started, come off the bench. I don't know. I loved Burbo when I drafted him, but each week that goes on, I probably love him a little bit less and a little bit less. So He went from being probably my second or third choice CDW to probably my fifth or sixth now. So I can sort of cop it if I have to let him go. I can wear that. We then had, the Sharkies, Britt Nakura lit it up for me. We then had the West Tigers and the St. George Illawarra Dragons. I had Zach Lomax. He had Jaden Sewer and Aiden Caesar. Caesar only got 38, but Jaden Sewer gave me a real scare. Scored a big try in this game. 94 Supercoach points. Very impressive. And that up until he scored that try, I thought, I'm home. It'll be sweet. I'm going to cruise in here. That Jaden Sewer try made our game a lot more closer than I thought it was going to be. But Zach Lomax has been a hero for me all season. 93 Supercoach points. And honestly, could have been more. I actually had him for a double in this game on about even. And you remember the one where he got up, he caught it. He's about to fall off the line. He just offloaded to Kyle Flanagan. So I was filthy on that. Cost me some Supercoach points. Also cost me a little $8 multi there. But we obviously came out on top in this game with our 44-1 bang. So Zach Lomax, 93. I came into this game down about 30 points or so with only Morgan Smithies to come, and he played the full 80 minutes. Whether he was going to play the full 80 the entire time, I'm not too sure. The Hosking injury probably helped him, but he ended up having a very good game. Smithies played the 80. I think he'll play 70 most weeks anyway, but scored 68 in those 80 minutes. So that ended up getting me home. I was up by about 25 points. Pre the final updates, ended up getting home by exactly 40 points on the nose, so a good win. Other guys I had on my bench, Tommy Eisenhuth, 56, been a great waiver pickup. I will most weeks play him in my CTW. I was just pretty stacked this week. Might even considering playing him in my 2RF realistically. Very good player, Tommy Eisenhuth. Absolutely stoked to have him playing 13 and doing good things for the Dragons. Alex Twoll, who I picked up last week. I had Twoll and Francis Molo on my bench, who I've been holding last two or three weeks. I wasn't sure which one of them I was going to keep. I think Alex Twoll is probably the guy to keep. 55 Supercoach points here, just getting through a heap of work, getting through his hit ups. Benji's giving him good minutes. They won. Twoll was great through the middle. So I think Twoll's sort of a 45 to 50 point guy every week. So I'll probably just keep him. He's dual position as well, which will be handy during origin period and injuries and all that sort of shit. Francis Molo got 44. I didn't really need anything for Francis Molo realistically. He will be the first guy I'll be trading this week. So I'm going to have to find two decent waivers to get rid of Hutcho, because Francis Molo will be the first guy that goes for me this week. And we'll see what we can do, whether we pick up someone that we like, whether we pick up a Smokey that maybe we're waiting for an injury somewhere or something like that. We'll have to have a look at the waiver wire and see what we can do. But really good game this weekend. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Four on the trot, looking good. We've turned this season around very, very quickly, and we're shaping up to have a very good year. I think we've had a top three score the last 3 weeks in a row. So very good to score 880. When my Cowboys don't light it up, it's probably the Cowboys' poorest game so far this year from a Supercoach point of view. I'll take that every day of the week. So very happy with that. Big game coming this weekend. We take on Stevie, who I played in the prelim final, one of my best mates, probably the guy I talk most about Supercoach with, especially Supercoach draft. So big matchup. His team is flying at the moment as well, so that'll be a cracker. South Sydney have the bye. I don't have any bunnies, which is unreal. I think he's got a few, Damien Cook and Cam Murray. So some big losses there for big Heavenly Hands Hebner, who you guys have actually heard on the podcast before. So I would be the favourite in that game. So I haven't really had a good look at the matchups. I think the Cows have got the Sharky. Last game of the week, so it might all come down to that one. I'll have Britt Nicara, my Cowboys. I have a lot of players in that one, to be fair. I think I'll have a lot of players on Sunday this week. So we'll probably be in it for the long haul when it comes to Supercoach draft this weekend. He's one win ahead of us, so we're in third place at the moment. He's in second. If we can beat him this week, that'll put us into second place, because we'll beat him on four and against. I think we've got him covered by about 50 points or so at the moment. I think we're the two top scorers in Supercoach this week so far this season. So big blockbuster coming your way in the Ashley Graham Cup, and one that means a lot to me and Stevie as well. Always good to go head-to-head with each other. I do wish he was full strength. I wish that he had a bye team that wasn't some of his better players in Damien Cook and Cam Murray. I mean, in saying that, Damien Cook might not be in the fucking side regardless. Not ideal that it's like that, but it is what it is. You've got to take these breaks sometimes, and I'm sure if I beat Stevie, he'll let me know all about it. So shout out to him. But Supercoach Draft in full flight, doing well. Third on the ladder, top point scorer in our comp. Everything's coming up Millhouse at the moment. Enjoy the highs whilst you're at the top, because you know that Supercoach Draft, it comes for you and it fists you dry when you least expect it and pushes you right back down the bottom and gives you a heap of challenge. So we'll enjoy it while we're on top. As you guys know, I have to finish top four. We've got a round 27 grand final, which means that round 26 will be the prelim final, which means that round 25 is week two of my finals, which is when the Cowboys have the bye. So I have to finish in the top four and I have to win week one to avoid that Cowboys bye, or I'm pretty fucked, to be completely honest with you, because I've got a lot of Cowboys and a lot of key Cowboys as well, as far as my hooker, one of my CTWs, my fullback. It's pretty critical to my side that we make sure we get there. Top four, we win week one, we avoid that Cowboys draw, and then we are ready to go. Tune in next week for another update to our Supercoach draft side after that absolute blockbuster coming our way this week.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.